It's Saturday morning in Italy, and you're listening to the Magic Towns Italy podcast.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Magic Towns Italy podcast.
Hello, everyone. Hi, Anna.
Hi. So today we are talking about a question a lot of our listeners ask. Where do expats in Italy live?
Indeed. And we're not just going to talk about large cities like Rome and Milan, but also smaller towns where the general expat concentration is high or rising, and also about special pockets for Americans, Germans, Dutch, and other nationalities.
This is something that we are adding to the Town Explorer, and I think it is one of the most revealing ways of looking at Italy, not just how many foreign residents a town has, but which nationalities are actually shaping it, where their presence is deepening, where it is fading. So yeah, I found it really interesting.
So if you just rank towns by the number of Western expats, you get the picture you're going to expect. You have Rome, Milan, and Florence at the top. You have Turin, Bologna, Venice. That's still where the bulk of people are. Just talking numbers, only Rome and Milan have more than 10,000 expats, followed at a distance by Florence. And then you have some more of the usual names at the top 10, like Turin, Bologna, and Verona.
Yeah, so the obvious story is still true. Big cities are the main gateways into Italy.
Yes, but it gets interesting when you start looking just below the top tier. One name we talk a lot about these days is Lucca. Lucca definitely punches above its weight. It has become a magnet, especially for British and American citizens.
And Lucca is a good bridge between the two words we are talking about today. It's not a tiny Italian village, but it's also not Rome.
Definitely not. And the story we're talking about is not size related. The question we're trying to answer is not necessarily where are the most expats, but where does a nationality really show up on the map?
Yeah. So what we found is that Italy is a lot of different maps laid on top of each other, like a Dutch map, a British map, French border map, a Russian luxury map. I mean,
yeah, a lot of different ways to look at the country. And perhaps the best way to explain what we mean is to start with a village that almost nobody outside Liguria, that's northwestern Italy, would guess. The town's name is Airole.
Yeah, Airole is a small medieval village near the French border with steep streets, olive terraces. You feel the sea, the mountains are both close. France is, just around the corner. It has only about 400 residents, I guess, right? And yeah, yes, there's something unique about it.
And the first modern chapter of Airole's foreign revival was caused by a Dutch painter, Herman Gordon, and a Dutch sculptor who is known as Ondine. A few decades ago, they found the old center. When it was run down, they restored the house, and then they brought in their friends and other artists, and eventually more northern Europeans. Sometimes we talk about critical mass in expat circles. And this is the phenomenon that we're talking about when a few expats become a magnet for a larger expat population.
Yeah, I love that because it gives the numbers a soul. Airole isn't just a place where the Dutch happen to be overrepresented. Like in a town where about a third of the inhabitants are Western expats, the Dutch are more than half. And in a place this small, even a small group can shift the whole vibe.
The feeling of the town, yes.
Yeah, in a good way, of course.
Absolutely. And sticking to Liguria, there's another couple of cases. The two other small towns, Apricale and Perinaldo, these are classic Ligurian iconic villages, you know, murals and narrow passages and castles. And Perinaldo itself is a small mountain village whose claim to fame is a famous observatory. But both have very large Western expat contingents, about 10% of the inhabitants. And they also have a large French population because they're so close to the French border.
Yeah, so even within this small corner of Liguria, you see three different patterns, basically. Airole feels like a Dutch place shaped by friendships. Apicale feels like an artist village that has attracted people from across Northern Europe. Perinaldo has a clear French influence. So, yeah, interesting.
Yes. Then there's the Russian story, which it surprised me because I really was not aware of this until I looked at the numbers. Campione d'Italia is the outlier. It's an Italian enclave inside Switzerland on Lake Lugano. And then you have Forte dei Marmi, which is the exact opposite, the kind of vibey, expensive beach club on the town of the Tyrrhenian Sea.
Yeah, Campione feels slightly unreal to me. Like, it is in Italy, but held inside another country. Like, crazy. More than 10% of the population is Russian. We're talking about almost 250 people in a town of 1,700 people. Forte dei Marmi said you get it immediately. You know, the sea, the boutiques, both places attract lots of Russians.
Yes, rich Russians in numbers. Talking briefly about the British map, it is one where the Town Explorer is the most useful because it corrects a lot of lazy assumptions. People tend to think about the same names, and then you get places you never heard of, like Palombaro. This is a mountain village in the Maiella National Park in Abruzzo, which even most Italians have never heard of, but when one out of 20 residents is a British national.
As in many towns in Italy, the British community is well established, but shrinking, I would say. Since Brexit, the data shows a small decline in British expats across the country, in contrast to the rise in American expats.
Indeed. This brings me to another town in Ciudadacqua, another town that very few have heard of. And yet, you might be surprised, it is the town in Italy with the highest percentage of American expats. Another small town in Abruzzo, not far from Sulmona, we spoke about it last week. And this is the kind of town that has benefited from the 7% tax scheme. We're going to discuss what the scheme has worked in attracting residents in one of the next podcasts. And in the data, the American presence here is not massive. We're talking about a few dozen people, but it is shaping up. And this is the kind of subtle signal that we want people to be able to spot in the Town Explorer.
And then finally, there's the part of the story I almost like most because it is less obvious. So basically, expat pockets that are slowly fading.
Yes, emptying out. And the German story here is one of the clearest examples. Germany still has a very deep footprint in Italy, especially in lifestyle and second home geographies. Ahead of the Brits, Germans are the largest share of expats in Italy with around 40,000 residents, but not every German pocket is expanding. And the textbook example is Capodiverri on the Isle of Elba. Most of our listeners will know of it as the island where Napoleon was exiled. The number of German expats here has gone from around 200 to approximately 100 people in less than 10 years.
And speaking about Germans in general, their influx in Italy seemed to have slowed, while in the same period, Irish numbers have gone up like 40%. Dutch and Americans up roughly 20% each. So
I think it's fascinating to watch these social maps develop in real time. And it reminds me of the old saying that birds of a feather flock together. We see this happen almost organically. There's one person that finds the corner of paradise and that had a friend, and suddenly there's a new culture that thrives alongside the old.
Yeah, we've seen this with George E. Musumeli. It only takes one person to act as a catalyst, and before you know it, you have a thriving giant community taking root.
And that is really the point of this update, on which we worked for several weeks. We're not adding these statistics and measures and filters just to provide more rankings for the sake of rankings. We add them because we want our subscribers to look at a town and ask better questions. And actually, Anna knows, we were talking to someone, one of our subscribers today, and we told him as a preview that he'd soon be able to search for the towns that have the most expats. And his answer was, good, so I can avoid them. The bottom line is we are giving you the ability to find according to the criteria that matter the most to you. And then what you do with this information depends on your own priorities.
Yeah. So that is all for today. When these new measures go live, you'll be able to see not just where foreign communities exist, but what kind of communities they are, whether they are growing, holding, or beginning to thin out.
And if there is any town that you'd like us to talk about or dissect in the future episode, get in touch with us, because as we discover ourselves every day, some of the best stories are in the places that no one expects in Italy.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
That's it for this week on Magic Towns Italy. You can create a free account at magictowns.it and explore over 2,000 towns, including those offering the 7% tax scheme, as well as download dozens of expat guides. We have over 200 data points per town, more than Italy's statistics authority itself, covering everything from property prices to schools, healthcare, crime, and more. If you want full access to filters and unlimited searches, upgrade to Magic Towns Premium. Use the code PODCAST for 20% off an annual plan. Thanks for listening. Our next podcast will be live on Saturday at 9 a.m.